Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. You have tuned in to Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And it has been an absolutely awesome day with all kinds of creative things happening, and my tongue has been tied a number of times today, so bear with me. I wanted to mention that the Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show is produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our national, international full-size newspaper that we have been publishing for the past 20-plus years. For questions or interests after the show, we would love to hear from you. And you can reach us at 216-533-2273. Again, after the show, with interest or questions, 216-533-2273. And or by email, which would be marciacm@yahoo.com. Again, that would be marciacm@yahoo.com. And, of course, our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. One more time, that would be www.healthyreferral.com. Referral.com, and we spell referral, referral.com. Many people spell it in lots of different ways. That's the only reason that we give the spelling of the last part of the web address. And we are thrilled to be interviewing our guest today, who is Ron Williams. And Ron and we have been associates and friends, very, very good friends, for a number of years. He is a blessing to the planet, and when all of this was set up and we knew that we would be able to get him on today's show, we were thrilled. Ron is the founder and CEO of Forever Green, whose foundation is built on solid business principles, a focus on people and opportunity. And this is the major part and the core of everything is that the mission of the company is very, very close to everyone's heart who is a part of this. Basically, the core of Forever Green is making a difference in the world. The way that we all like to say it is one person at a time. This dedication encompasses all aspects from, let's say, the creation of its products to its generous compensation plans. Most importantly, and I know something that is at the top of Ron's list, and that is the community stand, setting a standard of perception of a global community of givers. And I believe that we do have Ron on the line. And before I go to Ron, I do want to mention that if you're listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit through the Internet, that's wonderful. If you want or you have people who want to call in by phone, you can have them do that. It's 347-843-4709. Again, to listen by cell or landline, it's 347-843-4709. And Ron, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
There you are. Yes, I can hear you. Hey, it's
awesome.
an awesome opportunity to have this talk with you today. We want to thank you for doing a last-minute interview with us. And Ron, Forever Green is very close to our hearts, and I know that it is something for you that means a tremendous, how would I say it, just it's helping the world to better itself in many, many ways, from the nutritional aspect to the personal growth aspect. And I would love for you just to take a moment and give a brief synopsis as to just who you are and what you've been doing for the last so many years.
Awesome. Thank you, Marcia, and it's so nice to be on with you and to always have the relationship as long as we've had and just continue in an unwavering way to do good. And I love your show, and it's a pleasure to be on. First of all, I just believe that each of us have this divine calling to do great in our lives. I think we were born with it, and it's a choice whether we pursue and develop that and make it tangible or whether we dream about it a lot. And one of the things I had to learn is I had somebody once ask me what self-esteem was, what self-worth was, and I couldn't answer the question in a definite way because we talk about it like it's some sort of a tattoo. This person has a high or low self-esteem. And what I found, and to answer your question, is that self-esteem is a moving target, and the idea is to illuminate our beauty as a person, each of us, to illuminate our beauty, our talents, our gifts. And the problem is this, is we have these dreams of love or family or intimacy or money or spirituality. We all have them. But the problem is if they're not in us, they're not illuminating us. And so if your dreams look distant from you, then chances are you're not buzzing, you're not full of life, self-esteem, and you're not maybe contributing to the world. But when you step inside of your dreams, even little by little, you're closer and closer to the dreams that you have of love, family, spiritual, money, intimacy, all these things, and they start becoming a part of you. That's what illuminates us. And so Forever Green, the company, is nothing more than an expression of illuminating something good through what I want to do, and that is create a better environment on this planet. And when I say environment, I don't mean just trees and flowers and air and water. I believe the environment is all living things, including you and I. And so by simply addressing the environment of humanity, we then address the environment of the earth, because I believe the earth is a mirror of humanity. So most of the time I'm buzzing. Some days, some days are better than others, but it's a real special company in today's world.
Well, Ron, when you have people on the other end who have been involved for as long as we have and who do know you, we are the ones that can confirm that it is what it is and that it is heart-filled. And you mentioned something a second ago that I'd like to make a comment. I and we really believe that the reason that we are here is because we have a purpose to land. And that purpose that we have to lend has to be expressed. If it's not expressed, we feel like we are missing something, that we are not expressing that which we really are. There's an unfulfilled hole there. And so living our purpose, there's no greater gift than that. In fact, those are the words that I use when I am speaking with people is, life is a gift. It's a present. And what we give back, is our gift back, and that is by living your purpose. So I just want to thank you again and again for basically living your purpose and fulfilling what it is that you're here.
Well, I love, obviously your show is nothing more than, some illuminating of what you wanted to create in this world, illuminating Marchi and others who come in contact. And you take Deepak Chopra, who I find interesting. Here's a man with his PhD, and in one of the chapters of his book, he talks about how he raises his children, how he teaches them what they want to be when they grow up. And so that question came up, and he says, I just want my kids to find out what they do well, and develop it and go do it. And it doesn't matter what it is. And so I think that's a real beautiful, liberating way for us to have power and influence and be the beautiful people that we are that somehow we forgot. So it's great.
And, Ron, there you did it again. You said something so, so important, and that is, I've raised three children, and for me it was always important for me to be with them in a way that was helping them know who they are, asking mm-hmm. them, what do you feel? What are you interested in? What do you want to do? And it is amazing that so often, which is a little sad, does not happen in regards to parents and children. So it's a tremendous gift for parents. parents and or people who are raising children to come from this which we are talking about. So, but Ron, the creation of Forever Green began out of an industry necessity. This is in the information that we like to share with people, you know, it says this. And so network marketing is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, and it's built upon the shoulders of everyday people. And so what would you say that Forever Green is setting for this whole perception?
Yeah, good question. I love the core principles of network marketing. And like any industry, Marcia, you know, there's good and there's not so good. There's hype, you know, there's artificial this. You know, there's a lot of companies in our industry that take the shortcuts. And that's a lot about a hype and bright colored balloons and pyrotechnics. I call them one-hit wonder boy bands. There's not a lot of substance to them, and they promise people to get rich and blah, blah, blah. And I have no problem with the health conversation. I have no problem with the financial health conversation. I love the thought that money is there to serve humanity and not vice versa. And so I just love that all of those things exist in the industry that I work in. Nearly 50,000 people a day join this industry, and trillions of dollars are paid out. I mean, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You can live wherever you want and do it. Where Forever Green kind of, I think, set its place in history is that we didn't want it to be about all that. We wanted it to be based on timeless principles of health, timeless principles of humanity, and that we were going to set our, you know, basically put our flag in the ground and say that's who we are. And when you're a principle-driven company, you're not going to be the overnight success, because we're not over here trying to pull rabbits out of hats and pounding cymbals and doing those things. We're patiently trusting in the principles in which we stand for. And what's really fun is, since the economy's gotten a little tough, people are really looking for that opportunity. We have grown more during this economy than we were before. And I think because people just really want to stake their name, their reputation, and their financial future in a company that is standing on principles that are timeless. Even our ingredients. I mean, it's not like we're all tricky and we're into the health trends. I mean, it gets to the point where, you know, if you have a problem with one of the ingredients, I mean, pray about it. You know, because we're not that superior in thinking that we're fooling anybody by playing with nature. We're bringing the best that nature brings, and we're mixing it in a way that people enjoy it. So we're trying to create a vision bigger than all of us, so none of us get in the way.
And that's a statement that I love, absolutely love. And so since, what was it, about 2004 that Forever Green began really sharing its mission?
Yes, it was 2004 is when we began, and we started small and humble. And you might remember, Marcia, but we were looking for the most craved food in the world, and we did our research, and we found it, and nobody could believe what it was. And we found out that it was, in fact, we surveyed 100 people. Is chocolate a bean, a candy, a fruit, or a vegetable? And no one got it right. And so that's how we started our company, that chocolate is a fruit, an extension of the produce section, the number one antioxidant. The problem with chocolate is not the chocolate itself. It's what marketeers over the decades have put into chocolate. The chocolate itself is studies everywhere, how it reflects the heart and the brain and makes us happy, and all those, you know, all the bioflavonoids and antioxidants, that chocolate's actually a good thing. So that's how we started. We were the first company on the planet that we could find on Google in 2004 that was using health and chocolate in the same conversation. Now it's everywhere.
I remember. It was such an awesome time. And you're talking to one of a zillion lovers of chocolate.
Yeah. So. We called it the happiest health news of a lifetime. And some women would say, I'll trade you my husband for some chocolate. You know, it was pretty funny.
I won't go there. I'll leave that one thing. Anyway, so also, Ron, again, I want to mention to the listeners that we are doing a wonderful interview with Ron Williams, the founder and CEO of Forever Green. Forever Green is a publicly traded company as well, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And how about the countries that are involved? Can you mention that?
Yes. When we started, you know, we just started obviously in North America, but since that time, it's been 7.5, 8 years. We are now in almost 50 countries, and we call it the Forever Green Nation because our company was founded on the premise that we can all make a difference, that the world isn't some intangible thing out there that we can't touch. The world is right here, right now, wherever you're at, with whomever you're with. That is the world. And so from our employees to our 100,000-plus members, each month we find something formally to go and reach out and touch the world and do something that we have some passion for or compassion for, whether it's homeless shelters or group homes for kids or if you're really shy and timid, go clean a highway. But the only rule that we have is there can be nothing there for you. And we've been doing that since we opened, and it's wonderful to see that touch because we used to think the Superman syndrome of some superhero CEO holding an 8-foot check, taking pictures everywhere, promoting all the good doing while everybody else is getting goosebumps doing nothing. And that never resonated with me. The world's never going to change in that 1 8-foot broad stroke check, but it'll change through millions of small strokes from the hands of people like us. And Forever Green makes that tangible in a global way so that we're all connected in all 50 countries.
And on that note, one of the other things that stands out and did, I remember the very first time I was sitting in the chair in Utah and the paintings were brought out. I would love for you just to share very briefly in regards to the Forever Green vision and the fact of inspiring, you know, the human race to embrace every second of every season of life. Always green, always growing, no matter the conditions. what about those four paintings?
Yeah, I woke up one day because I knew Forever Green was going to be the name, and we didn't know what it was going to mean yet, but I wanted it to mean something big, something that was more spiritual and didn't let us get in the way. So went to a fine art gallery where the artist paints on site. He's very famous here in this part in the western states. And I walked in, and I said, will you paint me four paintings of the same exact landscape? And he looked at me like I was crazy. But then I said, make it all four seasons. I saw his eyes light up, and then I said, finally, would you please put one little evergreen tree in the far right-hand corner? So as we go from fall, the brown look when the world is shedding its skin, to winter when it's snow, no sign of life, hibernation, to spring where hope is everywhere, to summer where abundance is tangible. And the evergreen tree, what's so fun in that little corner of the painting, it's always green. It grows in all four seasons, and it embraces every second of every season of its life. Hence, Forever Green is not a product. It's you and it's I. It's how we choose to show up every day to embrace every second of every season of our lives. Always green, always growing. Today's ceiling is tomorrow's ground floor. So Forever Green, in short, is a way of being. It's how we show up. In fact, our way of being supersedes anything we know and anything we say. It's just that underlying foundation of how we're being loving, accepting, unconditional, you know, all that forgiving, all those, you know, all those sorts of things.
And, you know, the additional part of this and how it was put is another beautiful, beautiful statement, and that is that the world will never change in one broad stroke, but rather with millions of small strokes from the hands of mankind. And Forever Green is about bettering the community one person at a time globally. Locally, Forever Green employees are encouraged. I think this is so cute, I had to share them. Forever Green employees are encouraged to take an extended lunch once a month to get lost in doing good in the service of their local community. That is tremendous.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts is how the employees have been given the option to once a month just never come back from lunch and just go find something to get lost doing good. And what's, you know, it's one thing to go and touch somebody's life and create hope, but what happens to the servant is the gratitude that emerges for the things that they do have. And I've always felt that gratitude is the soil for positive change in our lives. So if you're on this listening in today, gratitude is the soil for positive movement. The people who keep saying, I want, if I only had, they're never happy. But the people who take time to appreciate what they do have, that in fact is the soil for positive movement. So community service is a phenomenal way to create gratitude.
Well, the gratitude list is something definitely close to our hearts, and I recommend that people the very first thing in the morning and or the last thing in the evening to just take, if they have a notebook or a journal that they do these things in, that's great, or just take a piece of paper and jot down, what it is that we are grateful for. And I'll tell you, Ron, when one does that and you see in front of your eyes what you've put down, there's not a whole lot of room to be dissatisfied.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. I think, Marcy, I've seen you where we have our convention, our annual one, and what's really fun is we have these different carpools, caravans, buses that are all designated before the convention doors ever open. Everybody goes and does a community service project in large groups, and it's so fun to see people's demeanor change, the gratitude go up, and then we open the doors to the convention that night, and you can literally feel the electricity in the air. And I believe that has a lot to do with gratitude.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that one of the connections that we have, there are numerous with, Tom and myself, and the things that we have as our business with the Healthy Referral, of which Forever Green has been a part of for a long time, there were always similar energies that I would say that ran parallel. And I know that it's one of the main reasons why, even more perhaps than the awesome products, it is how you do things, how you look at things, and what the company stands for, because actually that's what the Healthy Referral is, and like you mentioned, the radio show and our expos and things like that. So I know that we could talk for an hour and not even stop, and I know that right now we're just a little bit shorter on time than I would wish, but so in bringing this together and in keeping with the overall commitment to bringing an opportunity to people, to bringing the freshest ingredients, as we're closing, what would you say about the Whole Foods and the Whole Food products that Forever Green has?
I love it. One of the things we want to do is we didn't want to get too tricky and process our ingredients, our foods, whether pasteurized or whether just synthetic or where it's just this artificial hope of health. What we did is we went out and found whole ingredients, organic, raw foods, and I just truly believe, and if you're listening tonight, if there's anything that resonates, I just think that raw food is the only medicine that works 100% of the time for 100% of the people. That is a profound statement. Because everywhere we look around us today, I'm not against doctors. I think there's a time and place for doctors, but it's all about the practice. Well, I think it's time that we play. We play the game of health before anybody practices on anybody. So
that,
I just think we put it together so that
6 hour show.
yeah, we can go a long time there. I just think that we just want to do it in a way that so that nobody's unapologetic, everybody's the bearer of good news, and the opportunity side just takes care of itself because we're representing such a wonderful vision, cause, product line, and that we can make great money doing this. And I just firmly believe that money is there to serve humanity, not vice versa. And we should make a lot of it. I have seen very healthy people get very, very sick because they stress over rent or they stress over an ingredient and they just do the wrong things. But I think our attitudes, and you mentioned it, Marcia, how we look and view ourselves and view life and how we show up, that's 50% of the health right there is how we're thinking and what we're experiencing. And the other half is what we, our lifestyle. And so we address the lifestyle and we try our hardest to empower people to think clear and think positive, be positive and embrace every second of every season of life. And I even think fanaticism gets people in trouble. You know, just live a little, but be really responsible to your health, your wealth, all those things along the way.
Absolutely. And amidst the wonderful whole food products and the foods, the essential oils, to me, go so hand in hand with what we're talking about. And we have about 2 minutes to just kind of touch on what your feelings are about the benefits of essential oils.
You know, I used to be the CEO of a company called Young Living Essential Oils.
Are you there?
Very well known. Yes, can you hear me?
I think we just kind of drifted out. Are you there, Ron?
Yes. Hello?
Ron, are you there?
Check, check, check. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, no, I wasn't hearing you. Something happened. Did you hear me when I mentioned that we have just like a minute or so to touch on the essential oils?
I did. Let me touch on it real quick since we're short on time. I used to be the CEO at a company called Young Living Essential Oils. I got to learn a lot about them. And, man, did I fall in love with the oils. The oldest medicine known to man, the lifeblood of the plants and flowers and the plant kingdom. And many pharmaceuticals are derived from plants. They just synthesize them. So think about getting the essential oils in their pure, raw, natural form. So you probably know this, Marci. I'm a huge essential oil advocate. That's why we have the entire range. We have all of them. We have all of them, you know, from every corner of this earth. And they're just such a delicacy, very misinterpreted. They're not Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever it's called, the body shop where you get the essential oil of cheesecake. These are real medicinal type of oils.
Well, and this is what was the other draw, I know for me, was to see you, you know, looking at all of this from a total whole aspect, and to embrace essential oils, which have been very close to my heart for a long time, and Forever Green has given me an opportunity just to, you know, actually get more involved in learning around all that. And I know that with Alexandria and the people involved with just really helping to continue to educate Forever Green members and people who are simply checking into Forever Green, it's a wonderful thing, you know, and I really appreciate them a lot for that, and I appreciate you for extending that Forever Green tree out there to encompass the essential oils. So I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Well,
and in closing, what would you say?
I would say thank you. I would say thank you to you, Marcia, and to Tom. To say hello to Tom. And it's just no accident that we're talking here today. It's no accident that we're out doing what we're doing. I love what you guys do in this world in the media, how you leverage media for good. There's enough of the other. We know that. And all the good that you guys do to providing information, health, wealth, personal development, just this holistic approach. And it's just, in my opinion, it's just an imprint of who you guys are. And I'm always available and privileged to be on your show.
Well, we love you. You know that. And we thank you. And this show is going to be archived, and people can go in, and we'll link a little bit.
Awesome.
So I want to personally say, you know, thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy, and we look forward to seeing you real soon again. And lots of blessings. We'll talk to you.
All right, back. Lots of blessings to you. Thank you, Marcia.
Okay, Ron. Bye bye. And that, again, we were doing a wonderful, wonderful interview with Ron Williams, the CEO and founder of Forever Green, a company that, an organization, I have to say, a company and organization that really, really cares. So the listeners, if you're wanting to engage yourself into something really meaningful, if you feel that your purpose in life can definitely lead you to inquiring more about Forever Green and the things we talked about today, please call us at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. I will give you a couple websites that you can check into, and that's www.and then the number 75720 dot, just a little period, that's dot, and then versativa.org. And Versativa is spelled V as in Victor, R, SATIVA.org, versativa.org. And give us a call at 216-533-2273, and we'll see you next week.